Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that's been making waves in the real estate world, Fannie Mae's new condo financing rules, specifically LL2026-03. David, thanks for being here to break this down for us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, so LL2026-03 is a pretty significant update from Fannie Mae. And honestly, a lot of people don't realize how much it's going to impact condo buyers and sellers. It's one of those things that sounds technical, but it really affects real people's ability to buy and sell condos.
Okay, so let me ask you this. For someone who's maybe never heard of a Fannie Mae letter like this, what exactly is LL2026-03? Like, why should people care about it?
Great question. So Fannie Mae is basically the backbone of the mortgage market in America. They set standards for how lenders can approve loans. When they issue a letter like LL2026-03, it's essentially new rules that all lenders have to follow. In this case, it's specifically about financing condominiums, which is a huge part of the market, especially in places like Sarasota.
Oh, wow. So this isn't just some small thing. This is actually changing how mortgages work for condos across the board. What are the main changes that people need to know about?
So the biggest changes revolve around things like condo reserve requirements, owner occupancy ratios, and documentation standards. Essentially, Fannie Mae is tightening up the requirements for what makes a condo financeable. They're being more strict about things like how much money the condo association needs to have in reserves, and they're looking more closely at how many units are owner-occupied versus investor-owned.
Right. Okay, so that makes sense. They want to make sure the condo buildings are financially stable. But how does that actually affect someone trying to buy a condo? Like, does it make it harder to get a loan?
Exactly. So for buyers, yes, it can make it tougher. If a condo building doesn't meet Fannie Mae's new standards, lenders might not be able to finance purchases there at all, or they might require larger down payments. For sellers, this is a problem because it shrinks the pool of potential buyers who can actually get financing. And for condo associations, they might need to shore up their reserves to stay compliant.
That's a big deal. So basically, some condo buildings might become harder to sell if they don't meet these new requirements. What can sellers and condo associations do about it?
The key is understanding where your building stands right now. Condo associations should review their financials, their reserve levels, and their owner occupancy ratios. If there are gaps, they need to address them. For sellers, it's about knowing the status of your building before you list. If you know your condo meets the new standards, that's actually a selling point you can highlight to buyers and their lenders.
I love that. So it's not just about the rules themselves. It's about being proactive and understanding where you stand. For someone in Sarasota specifically, why is this particularly relevant to that market?
Sarasota has a huge condo market, right? A lot of investment properties, a lot of seasonal residents, and a lot of buildings with varying levels of financial health. So these new rules are going to have a real impact here. Buildings that haven't been maintaining proper reserves or that have high investor ratios might find themselves in trouble. It's definitely something Sarasota buyers and sellers need to pay attention to.
So if someone's thinking about buying or selling a condo in the area, what's the first step they should take?
Get informed. Talk to your real estate agent about whether the building meets these new Fannie Mae standards. If you're buying, ask your lender about the condo's compliance. If you're selling, work with your association to make sure everything is in order. The more you know, the better decisions you can make.
David, this has been super helpful. I think a lot of people are going to appreciate understanding what LL2026-03 actually means for them. Thanks so much for breaking this down.
Thanks for having me. It's an important topic, and I'm glad we could shed some light on it.